I don't know. I think this feels wrong, but I'm just going to do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hard Reboot. I'm Jake.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Alan.
I forgot how to start these. Is it just welcome to Hard Reboot? I'm Jake. Or is it hey, everybody? I feel like we should greet them into this podcast.
I don't know. I always do hey, everybody.
I think I've just done welcome to Hard Reboot, everybody.
I think so. That's what I'm thinking. Because I do hey, everybody for every other show as a...
You know,
like a Pavlovian response at this point.
This is literally the last episode of year four. There are no rules anymore.
We're doing the Greek mythology cinematic universe. And boys, I hope you brought your dancing shoes.
Oh,
because
I'm scared. I have coffee in a can.
I'm going to level with you all. I decided that this was going to be the last GMCU episode because... Where do you go after the Olympomachy? What do you do?
Kill another pantheon?
The Olymp after right, you go somewhere else. You gotta move on to bigger, better things.
But
then I was watching a streamer that I like, Jam Game Streams, twitch.tv/jamgamestreams.
Huh. I wonder who's in charge of that one?
I have no idea.
Listeners
I'm sure they're
Matt
very
dance.
Handsome.
He sounds very handsome.
He
yeah.
is roguishly handsome.
And so I was watching him play. It's Matt's Twitch. Everybody go
it's
watch
Matt
on Twitch.
Stop.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Super
I'm usually
fun.
Hanging out in the chat, not on Mondays because I record when you are streaming, so I come in for like the last like half hour.
Yep.
But the other days, I'm usually there.
A lot of the times I lurk because I'm working, but it helps make work feel a lot more tolerable. So
yeah. So you're playing the Icarus, not Icarus.
Immortal
Phoenix.
Phoenix Rising.
Phoenix Rising.
Yes, Phoenix Rising. What a terrible name.
It's
for a
very
video game.
Bad.
So you were playing it and there's this part where there's like a guy that just like comes up to you and is like mysterious and you end up finding out that he's Hermes. And I had a thought, and that thought was, I know what to do for phase four of the GMCU.
We're rolling on through.
So this one, this might be the last one. Because I don't know if this can, unless we decide that we can make this idea go for another two phases. It has legs, and it would be kind of cramped to fit the whole idea in one phase. But this is the initial one. The problem is I don't want to run into a, year seven of Marvel where you're like, cool. Like, they're just putting so much stuff is coming out. And, like, you know, am I excited about any of it really? Not terribly.
Although WandaVision is fun.
I have not watched it yet, but
it's worth a watch. It's buck-ass wild.
I hear good things.
It's wild, and the acting is just pitch-perfect ham.
That's
like,
true. They are
it's
doing
never over the edge. They ride the line super, super well.
Okay. I will check it out.
They're also not messing around with the pacing. Because
no.
they're just, like, diving into the weirdness. On episode three, it gets sick.
So,
nice.
Where do we go after the Olympiamachy?
Right,
Olympiamachy?
Yes.
Olympomachy.
Kill all the gods.
You kill gods is dead, right? Long live the gods. The gods are dead. Long live the gods. But what if they didn't die? What if instead the gods got reincarnated
better?
Into mostly mortal people, but with like, you know, the like a godly spark within them, right?
Okay.
But we also have this other problem where there's a whole new evil god up on
right.
Olympus now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get these gods, and the heroes are trying to get these gods. And you don't want the bad guy to get a hold of the gods and be able to influence them to join him and be evil. You would like to, if you're gonna, you know, find the gods and not just let them live their mortal lives and go about their business, you want them to at least be better people afterwards, right? Because, like,
yeah,
they're not terribly good.
So is this like the new god? Who was that new god? Did we name him?
No.
Oh, good. So is this a situation where he's going to go find these reincarnated gods and try to like eat that divine spark to become more powerful? Like, is this his quest to become a monotheist or a monothea?
I was thinking more along the lines of he's trying to recruit them so he will have his own pantheon, but like he's in charge.
Got it. Okay.
But both is good. Like,
I do like the idea that maybe their time as mortals or whatever they become could serve to change them, because what could wind up happening is maybe even what they are the god of changes.
Oh, no, that's interesting. So like the spark got reincarnated, not necessarily the domain
the domain. So like, let's say Aphrodite is put in a place and like someone finds her and she starts tending to the wounded and like all of that. So she goes from the goddess of love to the goddess of healing, like maybe even a brand new domain that no Greek god had ever touched before, based on what they had done while they were immortal / what they are led to.
How many ideas, how many new domains can we get? And how many are not just this domain but watered down?
I don't think we have to do it for all of them. I think some of them can stay like what they are. But I think it'd be interesting that some of them could change.
Yeah, could it be more like we have the same deck of 12 domains and we just shuffle them around?
So, like, Zeus is now the god of the hearth.
Yeah, well, like, because could it be that, like, the divine spark is specifically tied to a domain and the personality is new? Like, Zeus is gone. Now it's just the god of the sky.
So, well, what my idea was that they would be reincarnated, but they're not reincarnated, like, into babies just being born, because that would be
weird.
That would just not be fun. Of just like, let's go find some babies and kidnap them from their parents. Like, that's not a good thing.
Yeah. Olympic babies, they're put the smite on you.
But they would be reincarnated into like younger people, probably, you know, teens, early, like young 20s, people who haven't, like,
it's CW Greek gods.
Yeah, but like in a way that it's like more not like precious, like, but where like you, like, they don't have all the baggage that like a Hera has, right?
Gotcha.
So like, but if we just remove everything from them, then like,
then we're just creating a pantheon, and that's kind of not the point.
We're just making like the Roman gods, you know. Like, you know, weird. But what I'm thinking is like, they are still in there, and they are still like, there are still things tied to them. But it's up to the heroes or the villain to bring out which part. So maybe if we don't go with the monotheistic thing, I did Google what cage was in Greek, and it's clovey. So that's something that's like on the table, because we said he was like the god of imprisonment because of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. Yeah.
So he's trying to bring out like the old thing, but like under his command, like it would be like the worst version of Hades or Zeus or Hera. The worst version of Zeus is just Zeus, but like, you guys get it.
Well, but like, if he got a hold of Zeus and corrupted that kid, then what you'd get is probably like hurricanes and tornadoes and
or just like a kid who's like, hey, I'm a god, I can do whatever I want, instead of like, I should use this responsibly and like use this to help people, which is what most of our heroes are trying to like get out of them, because I don't think they would be like full-on gods. Like, they would have to like level up into that. This is also like a subtle way to be like, here's how we can pass the torch to like another, you know, like the next generation, like the, you know, the next set of movies, like if we get phase 7, 8, and 9 can just be like them, but like now they got their own problems they gotta do, but they're not like, okay, you know, invincible gods that don't have anything to worry about.
All right, so our traditional lineup has been 5 standalones and then an Avengers, a Maki of some sort. So I guess the logical question here is gonna be, who are we bringing back?
Well, let's look at the numbers. Okay, we ran the, we've seen the number. The numbers are in for how well each movie performed in the
I mean, Medusa, I think, still's got some legs.
Medusa, definitely. I think people like Medusa. They would like to see more Medusa.
The Psyche, Ariadne, and Ivory team is still very good.
It is. Also, Ivory, I looked this up. It turns out that the Pygmalion's creation had a name. We just didn't know it. But I looked at Wikipedia before we started recording this because I was like, I thought I heard that it had a name. It's Galatea.
I mean, is that better than Ivory?
I mean, it's basically the same. It means one whose skin is milk white or something to that effect.
Mm, okay.
It just means very pale.
So can we just leave it Ivory then?
We can just leave her Ivory, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Alan, did you have a numbers report for us on one of our previous heroes? In other words, who did you like and do you want to revisit? Because otherwise I'm just going to say Icarus for the fourth time, and we'll figure out what he's stealing or not.
I like Bellerophon.
Bellerophon can use a third movie.
Yeah, bringing back in the Beastmaster.
Yeah, for sure. Bellerophon, because Bellerophon could find Artemis.
And Artemis is now this
kind of feral, like, wild child who... Bellerophon's like, hey, you're a god, but you're one of the better ones. But I need to, you need some help now because you're not a god anymore. So,
and I think that's something really fun to play with is you are something that I hate, but you need help, you know, allegory, right. Which is always fun to play with.
I definitely think. Bellerophon. I also think maybe it's time for Orpheus 2.
Well, I mean, we did make Eurydice Hades' daughter, so...
I don't want to walk away from that.
If they're going to go find her dad and
they go,
mom...
They go find Hades and Persephone, and, you know, maybe one more...
I mean, we could spread out the gods, though, right? Like...
Well, so that's what I'm thinking is that if and we can just let's decide this right now. Is this a one phase deal or is this the next three phase? Is this the next set of phases of or waves of the Greek mythology cinematic universe? Because there's a lot of gods and there's a lot of legs and there's a lot of stuff we can do. And I don't want to just like cram it into one set.
But you could also kind of take it back to. You know, the high gods versus, you know, mid-range. Like, if you keep it the children of Kronos, I think that's a bit more of a manageable number, at least to start.
For just wave one?
For wave one, you do the children of Kronos.
Well, because then we don't have Artemis.
True.
And I also think that there's... He's got, obviously, Zeus, Hades, Poseidon... Hera, is there any more? Who else?
There's like six children of...
Yeah, there's six.
Well, it's not Ares. It's not
Zeus,
Hermes.
Hera, Hades, Hestia, Demeter, Poseidon, and Chiron.
Oh, Demeter. That's interesting. What if instead of going and finding Hades and Persephone right away, they go find Demeter?
I kind of would rather... Hades.
They go find the parents.
Yeah. And also, I know we talked it like we did, you know, we haven't decided on how like domains, would you, but what if Hades is the god of like nature now? And Persephone is the goddess of death now, or just like has that. They just like traded because they got reincarnated different, you know?
Okay. Then let's. All right. So Orpheus and Eurydice are going to go find. Hades and Persephone.
Yep.
Which could
rock opera.
Which could be that they only find one of them. Right? Like they're going to find both, but that could be their through line to like wave five or six.
I kind of feel like of all of the gods, those are the two that should be together, right?
Yes.
Maybe they intend on only finding Hades. But and then there's Persephone first. And they're like, oh, because like the Persephone myth is like she was kidnapped and it was bad. And like, yes. But in our version, it's like a little different. Because like they wanted to be together, but they couldn't because
in our version, it's the kidnap story is Demeter's
is a cover
tale of the
yeah
of what happened because she doesn't like Hades.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. and but then they're reincarnated and they're still together as like two little like star-crossed lovers.
Right.
Maybe that's it. Maybe they're like we need to get them together because like obviously they're in love, but also if we do that, they'll be on our side, and then we can like awaken the. God, because if we do this later on in the wave, we'll have like figured out the mechanics of like how to awaken a god and like what that mm-hmm. means
yeah.
versus losing one. Because we definitely need to lose one early. Maybe movie two, we like someone gets brought over to.
I had an idea about that, and I think it's really twisted, and I love it. But let me. So I put Psyche and the crew there, which I think for this movie that actually needs to be a little bit different. But let me tell you the god they're going to go find. Because Aphrodite is weird, like yep. even by god standards, Aphrodite's mm-hmm. weird. I think her spark stays in her domain. But I also think she's the one we should lose.
I would make the argument we should lose Hestia.
Okay.
Does anyone care about Hestia?
Here's
is
why.
Is that going to matter?
Here's why.
Pitch us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hestia is the goddess of the hearth.
Okay.
Her godly thing is the making and preserving of fire. Without Hestia, there is no light. There is cold. Like,
there's
to
no
pervert Hestia is to pervert civilization.
Is that's I feel like that's kind of big for movie two. And by like lose it, like if we lose Hestia, right, from the side of good to bad boy's side, like all this stuff doesn't go away. It's just the god is still bad
the civilization gets corrupted to something more violent or more primitive or something like that. Okay. I'm fine with Hestia going over to Cage Boy's side. Is that maybe the Maki movie?
I think so. If we're gonna do something, if we're gonna give Hestia this like bump in priority of like, because like if you gave me a list of all the Greek gods, Hestia I would not get her within the first 15. Like, I would put some weirdo little ones first, you know.
And that's I think why I kind of want to play with her and give her a bit of a boost. Is she is one of the oldest gods. She is a child of Kronos.
Yeah.
She originally basically said, fuck all y'all, because y'all are like dramatic little shits and I ain't dealing with it. And she left. Like, she went and did her own thing.
Which is why she has like such a low station in terms of like.
Because like, she's not like, part of the stories.
Yeah, because right. she's gone. So I think if we save her for that one, but we need to lose somebody early, and I'm saying it should be Athena.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you think of, if you look at, like, the gods in terms of, like, what they can do, like, use to their optimal potential, right? If you're going to prioritize which god, if you're the bad guy, if you're bad boy, who still needs a name.
Yeah.
If you're a bad boy and you are like, which gods do I need to get like first? Like, who? Which are the gods that I'm going to send agents and monsters and shit to go like find? Number one is going to be like Zeus, right? Because he's the most powerful. But like, military strategy is going to be up there in terms of like, who do they think I'm going to go after? They think I'm going to go after the big three first, but I'm not. I'm definitely going to get the smart ones who know how to win wars. Not Ares. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks he's going to go for Ares, a guy who's, like, fucking ready to fight all the time. He's like, yeah, he's on my list, but I would rather win a battle than just fight one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like movie two is we lose, I keep wanting to call her Minerva, and that's fucking wild to me. Athena.
It's because you've been playing Assassin's Creed.
I haven't played in a while, and the only person there is Persephone or Persephone, as they say it, and that might be more correct because most of the translations are correct, because it's in, you know, it's like the original Greek pronunciation, so I'm assuming that it's right and I've been wrong my whole life, but here we are. So is that a good one for Psyche? Because I feel like they should win one, but also lose a big one.
So yes, I think that's great. I want to switch up who her team was from the last wave, because her previous team was her, Ariadne, and Ivory. I want to kick Ariadne out. Basically, Ariadne goes back to her island with Minotaur. But
right, she's Bo. Got yeah. She mm-hmm. the honeymoon's over. She wants domestic bliss now.
Yes, and I think we put in Pandora, who spent the last wave training with Chiron.
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else that we can like think to grab? Like, what about Arachne? What's she up to? Because she was in the third Medusa movie.
Yeah, what did we do with her?
I don't remember. I didn't re-listen to these. I didn't have time. but so they
we saved her because we didn't save Cersei.
Right, because Cersei was turning people into pigs and she fucking loved it. And they were like, "That's you can't do that. That's not okay."
Well, I mean, does Arachne just stay with Medusa? Like, isn't that kind of the crew?
Yeah, but like, Psyche was in the second movie, but then she got her own. Maybe
it's because Psyche got her own movie.
But maybe really Arachne early. Goes over to this like fucking the jumping bomb angels. You know.
Okay, so does Medusa? Okay, hold on. So there, let's figure out that crew in a second. What's up with Medusa? What's Medusa doing? Who's she dealing with? And does she have a buddy?
I mean the person that for her to deal with that would be the most like the most drama that we can get out of it is Neptune. Obviously, right? She killed him. She fucking hates him. Of all Poseidon. The people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I say Neptune?
You did.
Yes, you did.
What the fuck is going on? What happened to my brain, y'all?
It's 2020, man.
It's over. I should be done with that. I was hoping it would get fixed.
That's the trick. It's still 2021.
We're coming up on the 365th day of March here soon.
It's 2020 New Game Plus. Poseidon is who Medusa. Maybe she doesn't know it's like we know it's Poseidon. But maybe she doesn't know. Maybe Cassandra or somebody, whoever we can find to be a prophetie, is like...
Right, we had a prophetess.
We had Cassandra, who the only people who listen to her are our heroes because of plot contrivance and fate. Because they get it.
And right. magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so Medusa's kicking this off, right? Because she runs into Poseidon?
Yeah.
Or so is she tracking the new god?
I think maybe she. I don't think they know about the new god. I think that the new god they assumed died with them because the end of the Olympomachy is everyone gets in the box, they do the ritual that destroys what's in the box, right?
Right, and they thought he was there, and he wasn't.
And he wasn't because he is the god of cages and being confined, and he's like, I can choose to not be, and he did. But I just had this thought that what if like they're trying to get everybody into the box in Olympomachy, and the thing that does it is like Aphrodite is just like, oh, BT-dubs, I'm on their side, and they're like, whoop, pushes everyone in the box, or like Aphrodite and Hades and Persephone, and they're like, no, we all got to get in there, and they just like get them all in, because I think that would be like thematically like they are giving up their divinity because they know that like it's time for something new, and I think that would work. So I don't think they know about Bad Boy until maybe the end of Medusa or the end of the Psyche and the girls.
Okay. Ooh. What if Bad Boy is just like, I can't find these damn gods. I need them on my side. The best tracker in this whole fucking world now is Medusa. So he does like the an Andros
puts a big cloak on,
pretends to be like a prophet or a seer or something. Just goes like, hey, there's a problem. You need to go deal with it.
What if we keep him like under wraps, like completely under wraps until the second movie when he when we lose Athena. That's when we like, oh, I'm the big bad. I'm the thing you're gonna have to worry about now.
But there's still an easy way to do that with him still being shadowy, an oracle, right? Medusa like goes to an oracle, but that oracle is under the influence of the new god, but no one knows.
Okay, so I like that because we can cold open it because she hears about an oracle that still works.
I was about to say the oracle shouldn't work. Yeah,
but shouldn't work, but one does.
But it, so if one does, see, here's the thing. I feel like that is.
But again, I like Medusa not being stupid. Because
I feel like if she goes, hey, if there's this oracle still working, there's a god, and that is
there's
a problem.
God. Yeah. That's an issue.
But what the oracle tells her is, hey, the spark survived.
I feel like we need to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think we're making, and I do like the idea that, like, hey, one oracle still works, and Medusa's like, I'm going to go fucking see what that's about.
Well, and we could lean into some of the historical science behind it because, you know.
Oh, she's just high on fumes, on like volcano fumes.
She's high on
fumes,
right? Yeah. On volcano fumes. That's why a lot of the oracles are built into these hot springs and all of this stuff. She's just literally fucking high out of her mind.
Yeah.
And there are still oracles. And so maybe Medusa just goes to this because she's checking the oracles. Like, she's like, I mean, I know the difference between a girl who has been shoved into a box and forced to breathe this crap, just spitting out words, versus someone who is divinely touched.
Right. So what I'm saying, I have some sort of sauce on my shirt. Don't know where it came from. what I'm saying is that. We tend to do this a lot, is that we are we're doing like a top down, like, let's make this thing, but we're doing it like knowing that we don't know what happened yet. So we're kind of, I feel like we're starting in the middle and working our way backwards and forwards on a lot of these. So how do we start Medusa number four? What was the fourth Fast and Furious? That was just Fast and Furious.
It was.
So that's, yeah, so that doesn't, that's not good.
Medusa and Furious.
Medusa 4, Medusa Takes Manhattan. Was that the fourth Jason movie? I don't remember. Anyway.
Close enough.
Yeah. The Fordusa is her being like, this is the new, like, start of things. This is like the, for all intents and purposes, this is like the post-Infinity War of Marvel. Like, they have to be like, hey, we have a new status quo, we need to like figure out like how everything's working, right? So we need to do that with Medusa. So how does it start that she gets like word of this? And I kind of feel like it should be almost unrelated until like a quarter of the way through the movie when she gets word about the oracle. But I want it to start with like, none of this is on the table. It's just like, hey, you won. What do you do now? Kind of thing.
Okay.
So that way, when we introduce this idea that like the gods are reincarnated and they're like in teens and they need to be like helped, like you should probably find them and like try to help make them better people and all, you know, and all that. So, or at least like.
So this movie is Medusa and Sisyphus then.
Maybe. I hadn't considered that. The only idea I have is that the movie, like, whatever the cold open is, the first season after the credits is Medusa hanging out with Atlas, because they're, like, buds now. Just, like, big giant Atlas holding up the world, like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, you know, how's your view? Oh, it's new, so that's cool. You know, what about you? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of bored. There's no, you know, gods aren't really messing with things anymore, so that's nice. So I don't really have to, you know, maybe Medusa's like, there's just some cleanup I need to do. Or maybe, mm-hmm. like, Atlas, who can see very far, is like, oh, I saw a thing going on over there. Seemed kind of weird. You want to check that out?
I do like that with Atlas. I think that could be really interesting. Because I also, like, Atlas is one of those that I've always thought, yes, can see, but also can hear. Right. So maybe he literally hears whispers of, you know, an oracle who can see. Because I think it could also be interesting that maybe all oracles after the Olympomachy, all oracles went blind. All true oracles.
That seems a little weird. That seems,
well, sight is gifted from the gods.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like punishing them for getting rid of the gods is weird. Like,
okay, so that's a script detail.
I don't know. Okay, I feel weird about that.
What if the cold open is basically Volcano Day? Like, it's a volcano is erupting, so Medusa is like got some troops and is dealing with it because there are no gods to intervene anymore, so someone's got to do this.
Right, clearing out civilians, making sure all of that's going down.
What if... I mean, this can go along with that, but along the lines of the oracles, like, post-gods, what if they are, like, free? What if they're like, hey, I can't see... Like, I'm not getting visions anymore. It's radical. Like, and this is the first Medusa's like, oh, yeah, I guess I hadn't considered that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that can be interesting.
You know, there's she's trying to like do damage control for Volcano Day, and hears something about like, oh, there's still an oracle that's still doing stuff, and she's
one of the civilians just goes, I should have listened to the oracle the other day,
and Medusa's like, no, you shouldn't have. What? Like, oh, there's a charlatan. Let me go tell her to stop it. And then, oh no, this one's something's up with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the oracle shouldn't be like, the gods got reincarnated, and you need to go fix it. I feel like that should be a thing that we find out when Medusa finds it out. Like, but she should be like, hey, this is a thing that's happening. It's told in the same way that we've set up all of our other prophecy stuff. Maybe Cassandra is also there and is like, no, I had visions of some big weird thing.
So do we still want Medusa to find Poseidon? Like, is that the deal?
Absolutely. I feel like absolutely. And because that would be like the big hook, right? Like the big like reveal is like, all right, I'm going to go find whatever's causing this. Like, there's like something going on. And I don't know how we can allude to Poseidon without it being like, water's weird. And then everyone being like, it's Poseidon right away. But like...
horses?
Horses, maybe? Like, there's a lot of horses doing weird stuff, and she's like, okay, maybe there's, I don't know.
What if it's not that? What if the oracle in their prophecy is basically just like, all right, so you're going to go deal with this problem, and like normal, here's the quest you're going to go on. There's a ship down at these docks. You get on it, you're going on an odyssey. And one of the sailors is New Poseidon.
How would she know it's New Poseidon?
She wouldn't yet. Not until something big happens and the person's just like, oops, accidentally controlled water.
Because I feel like it would be... like,
because the new people don't know it either, right?
They don't know. Yeah, they are just like, mm-hmm. they have gone their whole lives being like, I'm Dave. And then all of a sudden, Dave is Poseidon. And he's like, I don't know what's up with this. You know, but like, I feel like I kind of want to make Poseidon a girl. Because of, like, karmic justice, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when Medusa kind of figures this out, she's like, oh, shit, I need to protect Poseidon now. Like, son of a bitch.
Like, yeah.
There's a scene with her on top of the ruined Mount Olympus. She's, like, kicking rocks everywhere.
I don't know if they go to Mount Olympus, because that's where, like, Bad Boy would be holed up, right? Is, like, no one goes up to Mount Olympus anymore because it's empty, you know?
See, I don't think so.
What do you think about that?
So the reason I don't know exactly where he'd be, but the reason I don't think it's Olympus is open. Olympus is like the definition of freedom, right? It's open to the sky. It's beautiful and airy. And this is the god of confinement. This is the god that is used to living in a box. And I don't think if we are continuing with the theme of confinement, I don't think they would set up base in a place that is so open.
He would absolutely have built a palace in Tartarus.
What if... I was also just thinking about, like, what's going on with Hell? What's going on with the Elysian Fields? And I think, for the most part, it's like, they're the same, but no one's in charge, right? Like,
right.
But it's what just... if instead... what if he just goes back to Atlantis and he's like, I'm just going to hole up in the whole thing instead of the one weird prison room I was stuck in.
This is now my palace.
And then at that way, in the Machi movie can be the Atlanta Machi, and he raises Atlantis back up. and it's got weird stuff, and that's the problem.
Does that mean that we're going to find and befriend Poseidon, and then she's going to get, like, chained up and kidnapped at the end of this?
I mean, not at the end of this one, but definitely probably, like,
the start of the Olymp.
Start of, yeah. And then that way, like, that gives Medusa, like, another reason to be, like, I need to save Poseidon, a person who wronged me horribly. Like, the absolute worst you can do, and then caused, like, my whole life to become what it is. Like, I need to deal with that.
But I also like the idea of, you know, her kind of also pretty immediately going, she is not him.
The power is the same, but the
person is different.
Like, Poseidon is in some way in there, right? But, like, this person isn't Poseidon, and they deserve a chance, you know? Like,
so to push up my nerd glasses a little bit, this is...
Are those different from your regular glasses?
Yes, a little bit. So bigger, thicker this room. This is very Coke bottle. This is tap dancing really close to a... to something Brandon Sanderson does in, I know, right? In his Way of King series in the Stormlight Archive,
Defo not me.
Me. There are shards, which are gods, but the shard and the person who has the shard exist separately at once.
Well, it's a pretty common theme, honestly.
It is.
Yeah, he did not invent that.
He didn't, but it's my current touchstone to it.
Okay.
That the power and the individual wielding the power can have different goals, and there can be friction within the power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't put any rules to it, right? Because I think a lot of our bread and butter the gods in the GMCU has been like, they don't play by the rules that we play by. Like, they're alien in the strictest sense. Like, they don't exist the way. So I feel like we shouldn't, like, clearly define it. That way we don't, like, trap ourselves in, like, well, it wouldn't make sense this way versus this way. But I think definitely, like, for the most part, it is sort of like a, like, like, they are, like what you said, like, it is separate from them, but it is not separate from them. But, like, I think our characters need to be, like, people deserve second chances, especially when they were literally reincarnated. Mm-hmm. And, like, no matter how much I hate Poseidon, this person is still Poseidon, but different. And that is not insignificant. So, like... at least that's where Medusa comes from. Because, like, I'm fully okay with Icarus being like, fuck Apollo. I don't give a shit about what like, I want that guy dead. And Apollo's like, I'm a little child. And Icarus is like, I don't fucking like you. And I know it's not your fault, but I'm petty. Because I'm Icarus, and my whole thing is remembering my mistakes. And I'm not going to make this mistake again.
And you suck.
Okay, yeah. So, one, I think I have a name for our new god.
Okay.
Perico.
Perico. Like,
spelled out, it's Perieco. It means contain in Greek.
Okay. Is it not Perico?
Hold on, let me spell it out real fast here. Is that in the chat? Except that the E has an accent over it.
Is that Greek?
That is Greek.
All right, hold on. Let me see if Google Translate will play along.
It's Perieco. I just listened to it. Sorry, that's type in contain into Google Translate. And...
It's Perieche, because they got those, like, liquid CHs.
I still think it's neat. I like it.
It's a unique name,
Perieco. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like it. I think Perieco.
Cool.
Good. Bad boy has a name.
So the second thing that I had a thought about, let me actually type his name in. Okay, cool. There we go. This is a longer term plan, and I think it's tied more into the Atlantimachy movie.
Okay.
So New Athena is now basically the strategy person for the bad guy team. when they fall in the second movie. So they raise Atlantis. They kidnap Poseidon probably to do that. Hestia is going to fall, so civilization starts going nuts. What if Hestia throws Perieco back into his cell at the end of that movie? And so our second arc is going to be getting Perieco out so he can wreak vengeance on them.
I mean, wouldn't that be good for us, though? Like, us as the heroes, right? Isn't that good for the heroes of, like, bad guy number one? Now he's taken off the board by his own?
Until we find out that he's the only one who can deal with these new gods right now, because we don't have Cronus' scythe anymore and we don't have the Pandora box.
But we don't. Well, that's true. We do not have the Pandora box. We don't have Cronus' scythe.
We might need a god whose whole deal is containment.
Maybe we save that for wave three. Like, needing him to do something is maybe wave three. Because, like...
But the betrayal, like
the betrayal can happen here, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is, like, isn't, like... They don't need to kill the gods if they get them. And, their whole plan is, like... We don't need to kill them if we get them to be good people. Like, if we get them on not only on our side, but we show them that, like, being good is better. And since you're not completely a god, unless maybe that's it. Maybe if they are, like, I'm going to use the word awakened, right? We'll call the good side is awakened to be like, you are, like we'll use, like, Poseidon again. Like, you have Poseidon's powers and you are technically Poseidon, but you are your own person. And it's your, like, you are free to make up your own. Like, mm-hmm. You know, world, right?
Right.
But what's his name? Perieco can unlock the god within them.
Oh, and it reasserts.
And it, like, reasserts, but it, like, is inherently corruptive, right? So, like, it, you know, that's how, like, it becomes, like, the most potent evil version of yourself, which is why Hestia is like, now I want to be.
Now I'm gonna crush everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to. I used to be, like, the symbol of, like, come in. Like, this is safe. And now I want to be the symbol of, like, unless you are with me, you are not safe. You know?
Mm-hmm. I think that also opens up a really interesting twist for us, because presumably at the start of this wave, the heroes should just be like,
we won.
Everything is beautiful. Yeah. And at the end of this wave, they're just like, everything is fucked.
Yeah, at the end they're like, we have so much more work to do.
Everything is awful.
Lego Movie 2 had a banger-ass soundtrack.
It's true.
I never watched Lego Movie 2.
There's literally a reprise of Everything is Awesome called Everything is Awful. And
oh, really?
Rules.
Yeah.
It literally, there's a song called Catchy Song, and it's the catchiest song, and it also fucking owns bones. It's so good. Watch Lego Movie 2. It's a little...
The story's not great. The music is amazing.
Yeah, it's not as tight as Lego Movie 1, but like what they wanted to do, I think, is really good and ambitious, and they didn't quite hit it, but it's not by any means a bad movie. But also, the soundtrack fucking rules.
Yes.
Nice. This has been Jake Mason, Lego Movie aficionado.
This is your version of what I did with The Masked Magician and Secrets of Magic.
Right, except I didn't talk about it for a calendar 15 minutes over the course of an hour and a half long episode of Pokemon World Tour United.
Look, very good. it's very weird.
We don't need to poison another show with it. Okay, so...
We have Medusa.
Medusa 1 is... So, okay, just real quick, Medusa... Hey, I'm going to do damage control since there's no more gods, and people don't know that. Like, not everybody knows, like, hey, gods went away. Just, like, the oracles are like, I don't work for them anymore. But also, Volcano Day, so no one's going to – they can't pray to anybody. They can throw as many goats in the volcano as they want. It's not going to work. So, you know, me and some friends need to do some damage control. Hey, what's that? One seer still works. Let me go investigate that. That shouldn't be happening. There's a thing going on somewhere. I'm going to go deal with it. That thing happens to be Poseidon reincarnated as, like, a teenage girl.
Yes.
Something needs to be the matter with that, right? Like, that is the setup. We need to get to, like, the conflict.
I mean, I
think the conflict is very straightforward. It's the powers are... both part of and separate from her. We could easily do, you know, things are happening. I don't know what. I don't know why.
What if?
What I also if have the, a what if. You go first, Matt.
What if the Oracle lies? Or the command that you've been given by Perrieco is a lie. And what they say is, the gods may be gone, but their objects of power still remain. Someone found the trident and is fucking up a sea.
So is... Wait. I'm not off board with this, but I'm a little confused. Is the trident the lie, or is the gods part the lie?
Probably the trident, in that it's actually just someone found an old trident and has, like, new Poseidon, like, behind a curtain somewhere.
I don't even think she needs to be behind a curtain. It could just be the same village. Like, going weird, somebody capitalizes on it and is like, I've got the trident of Poseidon.
More like the new Poseidon is like a slave child to someone who's, like, abusing their new powers, was the story I was thinking.
I don't think that. Here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
They have been turned into objects of power, right? That's a good setup, right? That's a good setup, and it's a lie, but we don't know that. And it would be perfectly obvious if you go like, hey, we're gonna do another wave of Greek mythology movies, and then like the first movie, the start is like the gods have been turned into things, and you think, dope. That is a premise that you can
Let's go find all the things.
You go to find the thing. The thing is a trident. Things are going weird. But what's this? That actually would work for me. If me, Medusa, could get the trident, then I could get the sea to go and stop the volcano and kind of mitigate some of that. Boom, two birds, one stone. Or I guess two stones, several birds. I'm going to make it work. I need a trident.
You're telling me there's a tool for my immediate problem. Yes.
And what a coincidence. I would say a gift from heaven, but they are all gone.
They are all dead.
But so it is empty there.
Can I add a detail to this movie, to our cold open for it?
Okay. Hold on to it. Okay, put a pin in it. Okay. Yeah. So it is. I'm going to go find the trident. They go to wherever they find the trident. They're along the way. She runs into this kid who is not doing great for whatever reason. Right. And Medusa, person who is like, I rescue people who have been wronged and I rescue them, is like, okay, come with me. Like, if you know where the trident is, like, you can help. And like, let's go. Third act twist, there is no trident. There is, but it's like rusty and it's like shit. And like, no, it doesn't do anything. It's like, Medusa gets it and she's like, go. And it doesn't do anything. And then what's that? Girl can control water and horses. Oh, fuck, that's Poseidon. The Oracle was wrong. But it's not a lie. It's just the Oracle was incorrect in a way that is like it was to the left of where she said, which oracles do all the time. So we don't know.
It's an Aes Sedai lie. Every single word is true.
It's just...
But it's not.
Yeah, it's just like to the left of where it ought to be, yeah. Right? So then, you know, act three is like, hey,
Medusa coming to grips with this.
Yeah. Medusa coming to grips with it, but then being like, I still got to protect this kid. And like, also I will deal with my like complicated feelings for Poseidon later. Cause like this kid doesn't deserve like my ire for that. And if anyone realizes that right away, it should be Medusa,
it's her.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that idea because that also sets up with the audience going, oh, I know this conflict. I know this trope. And then immediately have it dashed and be like, no, I'm not laying the sins of this man on
the
this
sins
child.
Of the father are not on the child. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if anyone goes like, oh, why wouldn't she like that? It's like, go back to fucking movie two. Like where the first thing she did was like, oh, no, I'm not going to, or not the first thing, but the big twist was like, I'm not going to kill her. I'm going to help her. Yeah. And then also go back to movie one where she's like, I don't want to kill the guy that's trying to kill me. Like, he doesn't know why he's trying to kill me. I just want to not get killed by him. And,
and he's clearly an idiot.
Yeah, that guy's being extremely tricked. Maybe he also helps out. Maybe we get whoever we have playing Perseus back to come help out because she's like, hey, sorry I killed your dad. Like, well, you know, oops. He's like, I get it. He was a jerk. You know.
He kind of sucked.
And then the big climax is like girl coming to grips with her power, using her power to help with the volcano and being like, oh, helping feels good. And I don't feel like how gods feel when they help, which is that they did it like of their own, like to their own burden. Right. So that's Medusa.
OK, I like that.
What is What is your detail to the cold open?
My twist on the cold open is we almost get that scene from the very beginning of Age of Ultron where all the Avengers are going in to hit the castle real hard. But it's basically all the heroes that we're going to have movies of, all like working under Medusa to control the situation there. And they all hear the Oracle. But instead of it just being like, it's just the Trident, the Oracle basically is just like, here's your movie plot, and here's your movie plot, and here's your movie plot. And then they all scatter to go find these items to go fix the world. So and that's what we think the plot is.
The only thing... they all do tell each other.
Well, they're all,
at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, right. But they're like, did you hear? No, I heard. But did you hear?
No.
They're in the same room and they hear it's the whole thing.
Oh,
I heard the Oracle say something and you heard the Oracle say something different. It's the Oracle says like the gods are objects of power.
I'm with you.
And like, here's like... vague details, right? And I don't think that's the cold open. I think that's like the start of Act One because we get them in there.
Yeah, like cold open is just the volcano scene.
Yeah, cold open. I don't think should be the volcano because that should be like the like.
Is cold open Atlas?
Cold open is like Atlas. I think the cold open should be like Medusa meeting Perseus, and you think they're gonna fucking throw down. Then they're like, "Hey, how you been? Like, is it like
she's getting coffee with Perseus?"
It's revealed that they've been like keeping up with each other.
Yeah, like hey, there's some like rogue. Hector Condorites, whatever the 100-handed things are, and like we're trying to get that. We don't want to kill them, but they are definitely trying to kill people, so we need to stop that from happening.
Yeah.
Or like the other Pygmalion stuff. Like there's a bunch of putties running around. Like, hey, do you want to help with that? Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And then we just get like a cool like buddy movie of like them for a little bit until like this little girl is Poseidon. Like now we have like bigger issues, right?
I would not mind us doing a little bit of. Resuscitation on some of these idiot heroes. Not all of them.
Like I don't think Achilles. A lot of them deserve it, but like, no, Achilles can fuck clean off. The only good Achilles is the one in
Hades.
Not Hades because it's Theseus something. The only good Theseus is the one in Hades who might be dating the Minotaur, which is very good.
Yeah, that is delicious.
I hate that Theseus. He's an asshole. Fuck him.
Oh, but I've only seen you play it, a couple other people play it, and I never pay attention to what they're saying. So I've seen fan art of like,
oh, no, they're dating. It's just like,
he sucks to fight.
Asterius, you can do better than him.
Well, he did, and it's Ariadne.
Yeah.
But Perseus super duper deserves it. Heracles might be able to get a little bit of redemption as long as we go, like, you're still a dickhead, but, like, you're just trying to live up to your dad's expectations. So, like, as long as you get better, that's okay, but we're watching you,
pal.
You're
a dickhead, but you're trying.
Yeah, but like, if you want to try, that's good. Jason, fuck clean off.
I think we already killed Jason again.
Jason is dead. He definitely dies by Psyche or whoever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I doing a little bit of like rehabilitation on some of the villains.
The heroes. Yeah,
would be the heroes.
Heroes. Okay. So
would be good.
So do we like that? Because then that basically makes. The first five movies all happen at the same time, which I think is great.
I like that because what that does is it kind of has the start point, branches out, and then branches back in. So it is kind of a, well, when we're done with our, they may not actually say this, but when we're done with our trials, we'll meet back up. Like, and they have a meeting place or they have a thing and they're all going to meet up.
It's back to Volcano Day.
Yeah, because the past like several waves, it's been like, all right, after we all do our own stuff, something big's gonna happen. But like, we did it, we won. Like, what do we do? And they're like, let's help people not get burnt by a volcano. I don't know. Like, it's not fighting the gods, but we can do that. And then like the Oracle's like, there's a lot of spooky stuff, and they're like, shit, scatter. Medusa, can you handle the volcano? And she's like, yeah, me and Perseus can do that. And like, Arachne, you go with Psyche and Pandora and Ivory. They're gonna need your help more than I will. And like.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fucking volcano.
It's like, just a volcano. Don't worry about it.
Maybe from the beginning, Medusa's like, all right, worst case scenario, I get Atlas to like palm the sky and just plug a big boulder in there, like as a last case. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to do that. But like, we'll. We got to move on from Medusa, but.
Is the volcano not going off in movie one?
No, it's going off in movie one. I feel like this is like Medusa's like area, right? That she, because everyone else leaves. Medusa's like, I'll stay here and I'll do this thing. And then that's where
So here, what about?
I feel like it's not a long journey for her.
But what if the so obviously volcanoes often give a wide range of responses before they erupt. Sometimes you know months in advance. Sometimes you know 5 seconds before they explode.
Right.
What if this is a months in advance situation? Medusa is there helping clear everyone out, but it's not a volcano. It's Atlantis.
No, because we've already been to Atlantis.
No, but that's the point of the Atlanta Maki, right? Is to rise Atlantis.
So this
up.
Is a reaction to the earth shaking on like preparations for Atlantis to come up?
Exactly.
I don't
this
think
could
that
be
means...
our first hint that there's something bigger happening.
I don't think the volcano itself erupting needs to be a long running thing. I think it can still do that, but like we won't know until movie whatever when he's like, "Oh, I thought that fucking volcano was going to give me away." But oh, hey, you have Poseidon. So like bring her up, you know? But yeah, I like that. I like the idea that it is like a connected, because if they all take place at the same time, then like the connections make sense. They're not like exactly the same time. They're obviously like they have to be a little shifted, or else
right.
every time we cut away somewhere, it's going to be weird. Like, hey, remember that conversation I had with you a minute ago? Everyone watching, it was at least 6 months ago. But for me, it was, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have got to get off Medusa.
We got to get off Medusa. We got to get away from Medusa. Everybody scatters.
We have to lightning round a couple of these. Psyche, Arachne, Pandora, and Ivory. One, is that too many people?
No.
Okay.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy had like 17 people. Like the new Suicide Squad movie's got 45 guys in it.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Like...
Well, I heard like 70% of them are dying in like the opening scene. So whatever.
Well, yeah, who gives a shit about Polka Dot Guy? Like nobody. Like obviously that guy's gonna die. One guy's power. Nathan Fillion's character. Do you know what his power is from the comics?
Is that Boomerang?
No,
that's
Jai Courtney is still Boomerang.
Yeah. No. Do you know what Nathan Fillion's character's powers are?
No.
What's his name?
His arms come off.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's dead. That guy's going to die in a minute. Like,
yeah.
Who gives a shit about arms coming off guy?
Okay, you know, okay. Like, so they go find Athena, and they have to lose her to Perieco.
Yes. I do want to... I am a sucker, and I do like a movie that has, like, at the very least, like, one positive outcome. Like, if they, like, lose, like, that's a bummer for movie two.
Yeah.
If they lose Athena, that is a bummer. But... they also should get somebody. Maybe like Athena and Ares were
they are
same
two
place.
Sides of the same coin.
I was about to say maybe they're twins.
I don't want to make every one of these like, ooh, the big twist, but like maybe the twist is that like they're like, oh, he's going to try to get Ares. When he shows up, he's like, I would like to take one of these. And they're like, oh, we're going to protect Ares. And he's like, I did not want to. And you were not looking at Athena quite as closely as you should have been. Yoink.
And there's also, you could easily do a flip where they go in expecting, oh, the boy is Ares, the girl is Athena. Cool. Let's operate under this assumption, because the kids don't know. They just know that they have battle powers or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And then the dude sweeps in and is like, oh, no, I'm here for the boy. Gimme. That's Athena. Sorry, you were wrong.
I think Athena should still... I don't think we should, like, every... I mean, unless we do it with every single one, right?
Gender swap them?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like we should
Then we're kind of in some murky waters about, like, the binary and all that, but, like...
Yeah, I don't know that we need to change either of them, except maybe make Ares... I don't know.
Well, maybe not even change them. I kind of like that, but if we wanted to play around with some of that, maybe... we could even have one of the godly essences somehow get split. So it's actually two people in charge of one power. I think that could be something very interesting to play with, but
I feel like I don't think
that
we should
might
do that
be
with
wave five.
Yeah. I think that should be like a later thing where they like, oh, this is part of Demeter.
Cause what if it's Zeus? What if Zeus got busted
up? There's just like a bunch of fucking Zeuses. Yeah.
Like Zeus-a-maki. One can transform, one can throw lightning, and one can make bad weather happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Is just an absolute shit.
No, they're all absolute shit.
Well, they're all
come on.
They all have no, Matt. They're not all that. They all have the possibility of being
to
that.
Be.
That is the problem. That's the thing we're trying to solve. I think if we have Ares and Athena, there's a really good way to be like, he's going to try to get Ares to fight Guy, and he's like, no, y'all are dumb.
Guys, also, I watched what happened with Ares last time. I know better.
Also, this is the problem with having them all take place like concurrently, is that like everyone's going to know, like, it's like they are going to go in thinking that it's a thing, and then everyone would go in thinking it's a thing, and I don't want to do that five times. So I think like the conceit is like Medusa's movie, because she doesn't have to go as far, happens quicker. So like,
and then she
in the beginning, they're like, we got word from Medusa. Like
it's just
people
the
now.
Yeah.
So like we're in. Yeah. Okay.
Bellerophon is going to go find Artemis.
Right.
Yes.
We need another creature for them to be Pokemoning.
I have an idea. Oh no, we've already done Orion.
Orion is the villain of the what?
The Nemean Lion.
The Nemean Lion.
We haven't used it yet.
No, I know we talked about it in the last one, but it's not set in stone. We haven't made the movie, so we can just say like he's going to kill a different one, and then Nemean Lion is the
or that's the golden ram, not the fleece,
the actual ram. Yeah,
this is how we could rehabilitate Hercules or Heracles. These were all his deals, right?
Oh, Hydra also. Maybe we Hydra. Do a sort of like inverted Trials of Heracles where it's like
Bellerophon is like, no, you can't do that this time. We're keeping them.
I have to clean up all your shit.
I also think that okay, here's a dumb joke, is that if like Bellerophon has to like some like do the Heracles, like the Trials of Heracles. Because, like, the one, the cleaning the, what was it, the Aegean stables? I forget what they're called.
Where
stables.
He diverted a river.
Yeah, and it's like, he had to, like, it's impossible. There's so many horses, they poop so much. Like, isn't that weird that, like, that's a whole myth? It's like, the horses poop too much. What are you going to do about it, Heracles?
Uh-oh.
What if fucking Bellerophon just does it regular, and he's like, it's not hard. Like, it's
just
a bunch of horses.
It.
Like, like, you just got to put your back into it. What, you put a river through there? Like, that seems like going a long way. And then you remember, like, oh, he worked in Poseidon's, like, misfit creatures stable, like clearly
right.
He knows how
also,
to do all this.
All the horses love him.
Yeah, and they're just like chill.
They're just super chill and are like, hey, thanks for scooping up my poop. Okay,
sorry,
great.
You know, sorry, there's so many of us.
And I mean, that might be kind of the rationale behind the myth, is maybe that the horses are so wild. But just like Bellerophon walks in and they're all just like, sup, you got some sugar? Got an apple? Nah, I'm just gonna be over here.
Yeah. I also think that the thing that gets us into, because I don't think we need to have I don't think they should all be like buddy cop movies. Like,
right. Yeah.
I feel like, and like Heracles, maybe we like, what if Heracles isn't in this one?
He's just doing the trials.
Like, he's just doing the 12 trials of Heracles, but like better, because he doesn't want to actively murder everybody, right?
Yeah.
But there's like, he's like, okay, so next I got to like, where do I go next? Like, a new Nemean lion, but you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, okay, let me go see what's up with that. And there's like a girl trying to like kill
That's how
it.
Artemis
he's like,
comes in.
She's going to get murdered by that lion. And then he goes, then we find out it's Artemis. And he goes, hey, okay, I'm going to have to help you like control your like nature. This is where it gets tricky. And like, I think the fun part is like the weird, like gray areas, like hunting is not inherently bad because she's the goddess of the hunt. She hunts for food, especially as this like feral little child. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With like a knife. Maybe she doesn't even have a bow. Maybe she just uses a knife now. And he's like, hey, let me show you how to shoot a bow. That'll be fun. You know? But like, I feel like Bellerophon especially would be like, I understand the nature of like animals, and like the idea that you can change their nature is wrong, but also the idea that like they are unmutable is also wrong. And maybe he goes like, hey, maybe that's how we should treat people too, is like, you know, I don't want her to like I will bring you to civilization, because like maybe that's not what she wants,
right?
And like, it's mostly about him being like, how do I solve this fucking problem? Like, I have a horse with wings. I'm not dedicated. I am not like a therapist. This is not what I'm supposed to be.
Well,
I wish my mom was here, because I'm pretty sure, because at this point, him and Medusa have that like a mother-son relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think Bellerophon could relate to Artemis in that way of not belonging within
100%
civilization.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
proper society.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. That's a solid, solid movie for us. I just had an idea about Orpheus and Eurydice.
Okay.
So one, they have a baby. They have a baby now.
Sure. Hell yeah.
Because they're playing the role of the parents in a high school musical between Hades and Persephone.
Matt, I'm going to.
Tell me I'm wrong, Jake. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I don't think you're wrong. I think that is a horse in a space helmet.
Is it, though?
I think so. I think it is. Because, like, did Greece have high schools?
Okay, but the concept, not the actual execution. It's a teen drama that they're involved in as the
Socratic
parents.
It's a Socratic circle.
They're watching. They find themselves in a teen musical
Alan's
drama.
Fucking cracking himself up over that thing that I'm not smart enough to understand.
It was school in Greece. It's soccer. Okay. He's teaching a bunch of kids while getting drunk.
Okay, cool. I didn't know how to proper name. That is actually Alan.
Drink wine and spit philosophy. So good. And admit nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it was a very good joke, Alan. I'm proud of
you. So Matt, I need you to pitch me this one more again. So they have a child.
So they're learning to be parents, and then they find themselves stuck in the parent role in a teen drama movie that happens to be a musical.
Do you mean like literally or metaphorically?
Like metaphor, it's going to be a musical, the way you're saying it,
it makes it seem like they're like, oops, shucky darns, we got trapped in a musical. How do we get out?
They're going to go find her parents, Hades and Persephone. Like, they're going to go find them.
Can we just acknowledge that shucky darn is probably my new favorite thing.
Jakeism, it's very good. That was the idea I had. That was just like, if we.
Oh yeah, that I'm on board with. I thought you meant literally, like they are like a
teleported
like
to High School Musical. No.
Yeah, like a Buffy. Oh no! Why are we all singing? Situation, but like it's obviously they're just going to be doing singing.
Because it's Orpheus. Yeah,
it's Orpheus. Yeah. We're doing an Orpheus movie. It's going to be a fucking musical. I like that. New parents. Trying to raise baby, but then their parents, like her parents, are also
teens,
younger now.
Teens.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, and they're star-crossed because, like, I really like that idea that, like they're like, okay, here's how we get them to trust us, and like on our side is like we get them together because like that's what they were, and I feel like we should help facilitate that, and like that's a good plot for a movie. But then also we have a real baby that we need to worry about, or they have a kid, right? They had a kid like a little bit ago. It's a little bit of a time skip. And they're like, we need to go help. We were there. Medusa needs our help. We can't let everybody else pull their own weight just because we have a new kid. Our kid's like, you know, we can take a little bit of time off. We just need to get a good babysitter. Who's the babysitter? That's right, Chiron. Every once in a while, we pop back to grumpy old horse man trying to deal with Jack.
I kind of love who is like has a little bit of underworld magic and can occasionally hum a few bars and reality warps.
Like it's just like the it's like the powers are kind of weird. We're not quite sure how daughter of Hades and magic
Orpheus,
music man are how that trickles down into baby. And Chiron's like, I'm never babysitting for you again. Or he's like, call me anytime. This is a bunch of fun.
It would be that one, right? Because Chiron would just be like, this is the most fun I've had in ages.
Every other
and
time
he's going
to
look
heroes,
like he hated it. He's going to act like
oh, yeah,
he
the whole
hated
time. Yeah, yeah.
It. And then just at the very... If you ever need it, call me. Like, yeah. To put me first on your list. Okay.
Oh, and when this kid turns into a teen, you're sending him back to me for training. Proper training.
Because like every other... Like he was in
Chiron
Medusa.
Chiron is
he's
the
like,
god dad.
He's like, I had to, yeah, okay, yep, but I'm bump. Okay, good joke.
Thank you.
Because like in Medusa, he's like, oh, this girl came to me. I was retired. I had to like train her how to fight so Perseus didn't kill her. Next one is like, all right, I'll train Pandora how to fight properly, but then I gotta stop this centaur uprising thing. So it's like, but this is just like one kid doing some weird stuff. Like, yeah, that was a breeze. I just look grumpy.
This was the most relaxing time I've had in a decade. This is great.
I like that a lot. All right, movie five.
Fuck is movie five? I think we should save Icarus. I know Icarus has performed well at the box office every time, but what
Icarus
we gonna,
is a fan favorite. We got Jackie Chan as Daedalus.
Yes.
My casting for Icarus is Jackson Wang, former member of GOT7. He's a rapper and singer and like the most positive guy ever. And I think he would be perfect for Icarus. He's also Chinese, so Jackie Chan can still be Daedalus.
Solid look, yeah.
Yeah, also he's a handsome ass boy. So
I feel like we could strap some wings to him and be fine.
He would look good in wings, is what I'm saying.
Do we want to introduce someone new?
Whomst.
I was also thinking we should get at least one new, like a new lead or a new person in the Icarus movie.
Okay. No, a new lead.
Okay, I was also considering that.
I have an idea. Can I pitch y'all?
No. Under no circumstances.
I'm gonna sit on it and just fume.
All right, just stew on it. Who is it?
So Jake, what should we?
So.
No.
It seems like not just the gods have reincarnated, right? Like new Nemean Lion, new Hydra, new, like everything old is new again. It seems like a cycle restarted, sort of.
Right.
What if Odysseus reincarnated? What if we get a teen Odysseus?
Well, we had Odysseus isn't dead. We saved him.
What do we
Medusa.
Do with him?
He joined Medusa's team and he led the, unless he dies in the Olympomachy, because he was like the fleet
what
commander
if he gets
of
magicked.
Y'all.
Yes, Alan.
What if it's Gaia?
Oh, you're going to have Rhea. To work hard there. Because Gaia turns into a villain real quick after some things happen.
I'm thinking Gaia, Kronos. Like, if we're going
We go one step back.
Maybe not the Titans, because we've dealt with the Titans.
Primordials,
but like,
then.
The primordials.
But okay, so here's the thing is just to pause this before
our version
it gets
of the Eternals, essentially.
Right, but just before this, before we get too far ahead of this and we like commit to anything, I just want to lay down a couple base facts how our cosmology works currently. The reason the gods are reincarnating is because they were put in a box and destroyed there. That's it. Nobody else was.
Okay.
They literally in Icarus 3, they go there and Rhea is dead and there's a baby. That's where Perieco comes from. And
Kronos is insane.
And they kill Kronos
and get the scythe.
If we want to reincarnate these things, I feel like we save it for at least wave five, right? Where we spring the, hey, BT dubs,
because Gaia,
the reincarnation of the gods.
Villain. After the Titans return, then it's the Gigantomachy, and Rhea raises all the giants to go eat everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Gaia becomes a villain down the road.
Yeah, so, like, if we want to reincarnate them, I'm on board, but I feel like we need to save that for, like, a reveal for two, because if the Nemean Lion and them reincarnate or like back, or there's like a new Nemean Lion, we don't need to be like literally like it's the reincarnation of the Nemean Lion.
Yeah, just but there's another one
later on. We go, hey, it turns out lots of stuff are starting back up, and Perseus being like, that's why, or not Perseus, Bellerophon being like, so that's why there was a new Nemean Lion and a new Hydra and a new all that shit.
And everyone's just like, we need to know this, Bell.
And he's like, well, I didn't think, he's right here. He's just my big lion. They're like, we just thought that was a big lion. You didn't know he's from Nemea.
See, I like the idea of like a dryad becomes Gaia. Like, you can't
just like
kill the planet.
That's a good idea. Is
that's
that like
interesting.
Like, is the gods reincarnate into people and they are like it is like a deal, right? Like it's like a balance, but like the Titans coming back and the Primordials coming back, that's wild power. They would be like, what's up? I'm this dryad exploded into a 500-foot tall
thing,
Earth woman, you know?
Okay,
I like that. And then we can do like Kronos. Like, what if the big villain of wave six is like Perieco becomes Kronos?
That's
like the Kronos powers is like reincarnate. He's like, oh, it tried to contain me. because it wanted to reincarnate something powerful, so it tried to contain me. It ain't gonna do that. Now I have Chronos powers. Fucking let me out of this cage right now, Hestia, or I will fucking kill you.
Oh, because they throw him back in the same cage, and he's just like, hey, that's my dad's body.
What if I can do something about that?
Give me that.
And then I think that could... I know that you had talked about making Gaia a villain, but I think that could put her in a fairly heroic role of standing up with the heroes against this other Titan.
I think they have to recruit her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can... Well, no, because Gaia was a villain. Like, Gaia, like,
She tried to eat Hera.
She literally, like, after they killed Chronos, Gaia was like, I'm going to make the hundred-handed ones and send them after. And then Hera's like, you should join our side. We don't want to... strictly speaking, enslave you, even though that is basically what ended up happening, because Greek myths are a cycle. So.
Yeah, we're just going to... Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a good thing for Wave 5 and 6 to discuss.
We save that for when it's like, oh, it's not just fucking Hephaestus is reincarnated. Like, you know, yeah. I also think Hephaestus should be lost. We should lose Hephaestus in the next wave.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like having Athena and Hestia and Hephaestus, like, some of, like, the... You know, the more practically ones, but like the B-listers, like be raised up to major villains would be good.
Have we played with Echo?
You have mentioned her, I think, every year.
Echo? No, we did. We did. We sort of like stapled Echo into like the cold open of Medusa 3, I think. And then so she comes back later. We did talk about her. She is in the thing as a...
Because I'm trying to think of new leads that we could use.
I mean, we do just have an Orpheus if we are... Not Orpheus. Who the... We're using Orpheus.
We are. We do have... You're not wrong. We have an Orpheus, but just he is busy trying to get his wife's parents back together as teens.
We have Amazons. We have an entire army of Amazons.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be Wonder Woman, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to run into that wall.
I mean, there's Atalanta, who is basically ancient Greek Wonder Woman, who we've never used, but she wasn't, strictly speaking, an Amazon, but she is, like, literally, like, I think the bear, Calypso. Yeah. The bear, like, is part of an Atalanta story. Like, it's part of one of her things. She also, like, ran a super marathon where she, like, raced from one end of Greece to the other, basically, or something to that effect. I don't quite remember.
Okay.
She's cool.
I would not mind bringing her in. The other two that we haven't used this go-around or touched are Ariadne and the Minotaur and Hector. Uh-huh.
What if I feel like
we kind of told Hector's story?
We did. We kind of got Hector. Hector's like the new Incredible Hulk. He's like our Incredible Hulk, right? Like
he can show up in everything. Yeah.
Yeah. But like he doesn't. Do we have like his story is kind of dumb. But if we want to do a new person, I wouldn't mind Hector coming back to help them. But I also think if we're doing a new person, we should let them kind of have their own movie, you know? And have, like, a whole new, like, supporting cast rather than, like, bring anybody back, you know?
Okay, so maybe we do just do an Icarus 4 right now.
Is there any other... I'm kind of enamored with the idea of doing a new one, and they, like, accidentally figure this out. Like, they're not on the team, but they, like, whoopsie-doodle themselves into it, you know?
Atalanta, renowned swift-footed huntress, probably a parallel and less important form of the god Artemis...
Well, and if we're wanting to Lydia. Bring them in, we could also bring in her husband, which is Hippomenes.
That guy, as far as I know, he tricked her into marrying her, if I'm remembering correctly.
Fell in love with her.
In one race.
And warning,
he cheated in a race.
She declared that whoever wanted to marry her was to beat her in a foot race, and that those who should try and lose would be punished by instant death.
I have a way that we can do this. So in one of these races, she's given one of the golden apples of the Hesperides.
He defeated her by cunning, not by speed, which is whatever that means.
So he's gross and cheated.
Well, no, because on the one hand, a lot of Greek heroes like outwit their enemies. On the other hand, that is also cheating. So it depends on how you want to play it. But I think in our current climate, in any way, man tricks woman to marry him is bad. So maybe we don't make him the hero of the movie.
Let's forget about him for this one.
Here's what I think. They returned into lions for punishment for having sex in a temple.
Here's what I think happens. I'm just going to let Alan enjoy his little moment.
That gives me actually like an addendum that I would like to do the Orpheus and Eurydice.
Temples. Bad things happen.
You'd think they would have learned. Matt, continue.
So he's given one of the golden apples of the Hesperides, which is a goddess group we have not touched before.
Correct.
And we could easily tie this, like rewrite some of this and tie them directly to Gaia and have them like change instead of being goddesses, because we kind of killed all of those, to just being like Gaian spirits who guard these specific trees. And basically Gaia's just like, well, you're gonna like, we don't say it's Gaia yet. It's just like, you're going to be an avatar. You're going to be a new power source. Here's this golden apple that supercharges you.
To a dryad she gives that?
No. They give it to Atalanta. The three Hesperides give this apple to Atalanta.
Oh, and she's going to be like you are my, avatar, my eyes on, my hands on Earth.
Yes.
What? I feel like we shouldn't mention.
No. We don't say that Gaia up front. It's just she's given this apple. It supercharges her. And the Hesperides are just like, cool. Like every gift, there's going to be a price eventually. So we have to give her a reason to need the apple. But.
Right. I don't know. I feel like that kind of. Does it say in Atalanta that she got her powers from the apple?
She's just amazing.
Yeah, I don't like being like, hey, you need a thing to make you the way that you are in the myths, strictly speaking. I don't know.
I'm trying to find a way to distance her from being lumped in with the other just Greek heroes who are almost universally assholes.
Right. What if the only problem with Atalanta that I'm coming up against is that we accidentally made Atalanta with ivory. Right? Mm-hmm. But just like made instead of is. So I don't mind having
to play with the fates at all. We haven't touched them either.
We haven't. Do we give Cassandra a movie?
Cassandra and the Fates.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I had a big upward inflection at the end of that, because I don't know.
What could Cassandra do with the Fates?
I don't know, because I've said this and now I don't know what person who sees future sometimes and it always goes bad. Like, how do you make that the movie? I don't think that should stop us, but I just like.
What if it's.
These ones always go so long. These are always so ambitious, the Greek mythology ones.
What if it's, I want to get rid of the cursed part. I want to get rid of the no one believes me. I want to get rid of the things going wrong.
But,
or
I mean,
did the death of the gods do that?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think that. Here's the thing. I don't think she minds anymore because she has found the people that do believe her and can stop the things that she has seen. So I don't feel like that is, especially this late in the game, I feel like is a weird
problem
for her to have.
What if her powers are gone too?
So she needs to find a new source of power and she goes to the Fates.
Yep. And she's like, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Because the Fates are kind of beyond the gods.
They are like this separate weird thing that aren't necessarily like, gods, but
they are. They're technically the daughters of Nyx, but even Nyx is just typically like, oh, I don't know what's going on there, man.
But Nyx is a primordial because Nyx is like the fucking night sky. Like, how do you like define that? You know, like. Mm-hmm. Okay, that could be something. Her, or maybe like I don't want her to be like, gosh, I wish I had my powers that I hated back, you know, but maybe she's like, I don't know how I'm still useful to my group right. anymore.
What if
and maybe the fates are like, what if
got,
you do something for us?
What if the last vision she got was just like the fates being like, your time's up. If you want to keep going, we're your ticket.
I don't know. I feel like the fates should be the like sort of step in and be like, hey, we can help. And she'd be like, there is a price for this. And the fates are like, probably. Do you want powers or not? And she's like, I want to help my friends. They're going on this big quest to find the gods. And I don't want to like sit back and let them do all of that. Also, I know there's the fun thing with Chiron and the baby in Orpheus. I just want to get this out real quick. What if they're talking about having children? They're like, I don't think we're ready. And they're like, maybe we are. And then they help two teens get together. Like, I think we can handle kids. I know it gets rid of the Chiron stuff, but maybe we can save that for
another
like,
movie
later, you know?
I'm fine with that.
I don't know. I think the fates need to be a wholly neutral force because, and that
I agree.
What kind of the conflict is if Cassandra goes to them, they're like, we read the threads and cut them. We don't act on anything. We don't influence. We do our jobs.
What if it's like a mix of both, right? Like the fates do that. They're like, we're neutral. We don't, you know, we don't mind. We don't matter. Like the fates just is, right? But like Cassandra's like trying to figure out a way that she can still be useful. I mean, and the way she can still be useful is like be there for your friends and help. And like that's all that really she needs. But like she personally wants to do more. And now that there's a bunch of gods being all over the place, she's like, I want to help. And I can't just like go up to fucking Zeus and be like, come with me, you know?
What if she's Hestia?
If Cassandra is Hestia? I don't want her movie to end with her being took, though. That's a bummer.
And? It's the movie that leads into the new Maki movie.
No, you're... Yeah.
Here's the other thing that could be fun. Because
I also... No, go ahead.
We've done a heist movie every round. Cassandra steals the Eye of the Fates.
What if she doesn't steal... What if
she
like,
earns
three,
it from them?
What if... Or no, three. Yes, you find it. Three things have gone missing: the scissors, the mirror, and the eyeball, or whatever. You know, like three fate objects have just, for some reason, gone missing. And it's obviously Perry Echo's doing to his ends somehow. And because he's like, I want the fates to not be able to like fucking see me, just in case anyone asks, right? So the fates
and
are like, hey, Cassandra.
Everything up because people can't die.
Well, they can still die. They can still do things. It's just fate. The fates don't like. I feel like the fates are like conceptually kind of hard to like wrap your head around if you're like if you take them literally or metaphorically, but if you do both, it's fine, right? Like if you just accept that like something's working, something's don't, it's easier because like people can still die, obviously, but like no one can tell when things are going to happen anyway because of the oracle. So the only method of seeing the future we have is this one oracle that for some reason still works. And we will find out at some point, like probably in the Psyche movie that like, oh, it's Perry Echo. Like that's why she still works and it's bad for them. But where was I going with this? But the fates are like, hey, we could still help. We would like to help because you did a big thing and like you are woven in the tapestries and we know you lost your powers and we kind of fucked you earlier by giving you these premonitions that no one believed in. So let's make it up to you. But we need you to help us get these things back and everyone else is really busy, but you're not because you're just like a person now. And she's like, you're right. Let me go find the fate objects. And that ends up running her up into like Hera or maybe I don't think it should be Hestia because I think Cassandra should get a win. And I don't think she should be Hestia because like, I feel like Hestia would be, I feel like she needs to be like her own entity just because like if we take Cassandra.
I don't like the idea of any of the heroes becoming a god because I feel like, and I mean, we could put it in there that since they were present at the event, they're shielded from it.
Maybe it's just like they left a big enough impact on the tapestry of fate that like they can't be affected by these kind of weird things. Something like that.
Some hand wavy.
But maybe actually, you know what? Maybe Hestia does fall in this one, unless we want to make that like the big like second act, like midpoint of the Atlanta Machi, where everyone's like, "Oh, it's Hestia, okay," and she's like, "Oh, you think it's fine that it's just Hestia? You're gonna pay for that."
I like that because that echoes the audience, right? Because right, yeah. like everyone's you said going, to start, be like, "Who the fuck is Hestia? Why does this matter?" And it's like, "No, bitch, I'm a daughter of Kronos. I will destroy you."
Yeah, like you didn't hear about me because I didn't want you to hear about me, and now I'm evil and you're fucked. But so maybe we save that for the Atlanta Machi. But I don't. Who should?
I do like Hephaestus falling, and maybe like the scissors. The scissors were broken, and she finds an older man who, you know, repaired them. And can repair anything he touches, and it's Hephaestus.
Yeah, so my only problem with that is that I think if we do Hephaestus, I think it should be specifically that Hestia goes, "I'm gonna get Hephaestus," not like, "Oops," like mm-hmm. Perieco is like, "I'm gonna do it." Like Hephaestus is like, "We've got the military strategy with Athena. I'm gonna need weapons." So that's next.
And you could introduce Hephaestus in Cassandra's movie and not really call attention to him. Just be like, right. "Oh, yeah, I'm an old dude. I've been forging my entire life. You know, these scissors were brought to me somehow, and or I found them or whatever." And
Cassandra finds them him. And brings it and is like, "And I have this weird magic gold. Maybe you can do something, you know."
Yeah, and he fixes them. And then we go back to him a couple of movies later being like, "Yeah, that's the boy."
Yeah, like, "Oh, BT Dubs, that was Hephaestus." And
he's hot.
I was thinking that too, that in this one he's not.
He's a hot old dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who we had play him. I don't know if we ever talked about who could play him before. But like, you can be hot and have a bum leg. You know, like that's the only his problem is mostly self-esteem. And a bunch of other people.
Some abusive family members.
Yeah, and a bunch of people being terrible to him, but we can kind of Easter egg Hephaestus into it. Mm-hmm. And then maybe she's trying to find, I think it should be someone like pretty powerful. I know we talked about doing Zeus a separate thing. I'm trying to think of someone. The only one I can think of is like Hera is like on that level. Like,
yeah,
you know, and like maybe Hera's like,
Demeter. I mean, we haven't really done anything with Demeter yet.
That's true. I know she's kind of tied to like Hades and Persephone by being Persephone's mom, but like we don't need to do that. You know, we don't need to like keep death in the family.
Yeah. Well, and that could be an interesting plot point is that, you know, because they died and were reborn, a lot of the ties that bind, quote unquote, were also severed. So none of them are related anymore. None of them are actual like siblings or married or all of that's gone because they're dead.
Yeah. So maybe we can do something with Hera then. Hera or Demeter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we save Hera and we do Demeter because I feel like that would be a. You know what? Now I feel like I'm talking myself into thinking Hera because she's been like she's terrible, right?
Yeah.
So like having someone who had literally no powers beforehand. And when she gets all the fate objects, she still doesn't have them. And the fate's like, "Oh, we forgot to mention they don't work for anybody but us. Like, thanks for fixing it. They're just things, though. Like, in the hands of non-fates, they're just, like, items, you know?"
Okay.
And so then she's like, "Oh, so I did all this stuff by myself?" And they're like, "Yeah.
But what if
you did, Cassandra?" That could also be good.
Or they...
I
don't know if this. My idea is that once she's done all this and she's proven her worth, because I love the idea of they're just those are just scissors, like they're not like they're fancy.
I went to the corner store and bought some Fiskars and I did the job with them like, while you were gone.
It's like they're magic scissors. Do you know what their one magic purpose is? They cut the string of fate. They can't do anything else magic. They just the only thing that can cut the string.
But because she proved herself, and maybe each of the items represents one of the sisters, they bring her into the Hecate.
I feel like I feel like they should just gift her something. And
I was kind of thinking that she becomes something new.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, she becomes a fourth fate. Like, an extension of them.
Totally new.
There is nothing totally new. Well, okay, so what do you mean?
But she doesn't become another fate. She doesn't become a god. She becomes something else. She's going to be the weapon.
What do you mean?
What if she can turn off sparks?
That would be pretty fucking raw, though, right? Like, to have her be like,
there's gotta be a huge price to it. Like, there has to be a consequence.
Well, I feel like we can do both, right? I feel like we can have her become like an agent of fate, because like Cassandra, agent of fate, is just a good title. Good. I would love mm-hmm. to buy the toy that is on, you know? So she becomes like this agent of fate, and so she has like maybe
sight
these
beyond sight, beyond sight.
So, or even if she doesn't, like, she just is the only one who can call the fates at any time for any reason. Like, maybe the fates is like, we actually have to like leave now because everything's getting weird, and you are the only person who can contact us now. That is your gift, is you are literally the only person who can.
You have
in
proven
any way
to us that you
bad shit is coming. We're checking out of this one.
Yeah. But then there's also this like side effect of like, also you can cut the strands of fate yourself and like some other things that we can think of, like, but like that means that like she can destroy the spark, but and like she doesn't either. She doesn't know it, or she does know it and is like, oh, I would never do that though.
I think she doesn't know it yet. And I think it has to be something like, what if she gets like an injury along the way at some point, and like when the scissors are being reworked, some of her blood is on it or something, like real primal magic of some sort is at play here.
And I feel like there's two ways I want to play this. There's one is I want her to like accidentally do it and it would be terrible. And there's also that I want her to not know she can do it and us to not really mention she can do it until like she kills Perry Echo and like she just like touches him and then there's just this like very like art house insert of like scissors cutting a string mm-hmm. and then he dies. Like something like really kind of abstract
really
like that.
Yeah. Would it be Perry Echo though?
Future conversation. We're an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, good. I like that. We got to do a Limpamaki or Atlanta Maki real quick.
Well, we kind of did it.
Yeah. It's like just the rundown is early on. Because they at this point, they know that Perry Echo exists. They don't know what his plans are exactly, other than he is like taking some gods. So he has Minerva. He has probably just Minerva at this point.
Athena.
Right? Like Athena. I keep saying fucking. Maybe she goes by Minerva now. What if we do that?
Oh,
what if
they go by their Roman names when
they
turn evil?
They go by their Roman names when they're. So that way I haven't been a fucking idiot this whole time. I've actually been really smart, it turns out.
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
That's a really good retcon, Jake.
It's just been really clever this whole time, and you didn't realize it until just now. The prestige.
Perfect.
So he has Minerva now, and maybe that's it, but that's all he really needs at the start because she's like the planner. So, you know, she's just like, yeah, I'll make these plans that they won't even be able to fake. No one is as tactically sound as me anywhere. So like this should, you know, this is good. And I think part of the plan is like we get Hestia because if she's like the, you know, hearth and safety and all that, then like we get her on our side, then like that's going to be huge and no one's going to expect it. And they're right. But also we need to kidnap Poseidon, get her to raise up the Atlantis. So I have a base basically that's not hidden underneath the ocean. And also Atlantis, the reason it was sunk is because it could at any given moment destroy all the gods because of their advanced alien technology or whatever, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So and then also like the heroes come together and they fight it and they don't win but they don't lose. I think honestly I think a lot of the impetus for the movie is like Medusa being like, we're getting fucking Poseidon back, like I don't care where I gotta go.
Yeah, I like that.
So that way like when Poseidon is in danger and also Hestia is, they're like, we'll get Poseidon because Hestia, like, I'm more attached to this new Poseidon than I am Hestia, and we'll get the, you know, fucking, we'll get her. And then she's like, oh no, you weren't worried about me, and now you're extremely fucked. And then at the very end, she's like, you're in a cage now, baby boy. And he's like, son of a bitch, I did not see this coming. She's like, yeah, I know. Even you underestimated me.
The prestige.
The prestige.
Okay.
Also, I see that you wrote down everyone's names. I don't know if they should all be the Roman names, or if they should only go by the Roman names if they've been corrupted, if they've been unlocked and corrupted.
Interesting. We can figure it out next year.
That's a future problem, but I'm saying the corrupted ones, because then that is like a clear delineation between
that's a clear
new
separation.
Poseidon and like potential Neptune, which would be bad.
Right. Okay. Well, that's guys, we did it. We did another year.
We did it. Mm-hmm. And this was originally going to be like, what'd we like? Let's do a wrap up.
Just like last month. Yeah.
Yep. So,
but wait, there's more.
Oopsie doodle. Here we are.
So for the first time in a minute, we get to roll the dice.
We do. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Jake.
We're doing something different for that, right?
No, that's next time. Didn't we decide to do that in the back half of the...
You're right.
In the second quarter?
Yep. Nope, you're right. Okay. Do we want to say that, or do you want to cut all this that I just did?
No, we've already talked about it. After this first cycle, we're going to do sequels.
Yep.
Yeah. So, hold on. I have
2 through 39.
June, July, and August, we're going to do sequels. Actually, we do have to add something to the list, and it pains me because I fucking hate it, but we do have to add the Great Gatsby to the list.
Gatsby. Did you put Bambi on there?
No.
I feel like Bambi fell in last year. I'm not 100% sure. Don't write it down yet, but I think Bambi should also go on the list.
So 2 through 40, Alan, and this is going to be yours to chair up, so...
4.
The Invisible Man?
The Invisible Man.
Y'all remember the song on the Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, The Invisible Man?
Yeah.
By A Theory of a Dead Man, I believe.
God, that was such a good CD.
That album rules. The Invisible Man. Give us a medium, give us a genre, give us one thing that we can marinate on for
medium,
a month.
Yeah, medium or genre. Let's see what we haven't done in a while.
Weird with it.
Okay. We did just do a sci-fi miniseries, a board game, a novel, a neon noir TV series, which, my God, Johnny Dollar's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Dollar ruled.
CW-style drama, another video game, an animated movie, comic book.
Regular movie.
Like two years ago, you made us do a comedy stage musical.
I did, and that was fun.
That was a mess.
It was the Night of the Living Dead. It was always going to be a mess.
I think that one was a good episode.
It was.
A novel.
A novel.
Let's do a novel.
A novel. We got to write a book.
All right.
Beans. On the upside, we don't have to worry about how we make the guy invisible, so that's pretty nice.
No visual effects until it gets adapted into a movie because it's very good. Right. Well, gee willikers and golly gee, friends, we've made it to 4 years. How the hell?
We have. By hook or by... We had a rough one in there for a little while, but we got back on that horse with a space helmet real easy, and here we are now.
Yep. We're going to ignore how short our list of your 4 topics was and just move on with our life. Because 2020, we all get a pass.
Look, it was long. Yes. It's a long march. How do we end these?
Well, I've been Matt.
I have been Jake.
And I may have been Alan.
Uh-oh.
Jury's still out.
The pod people.
Alan was
and
actually
you've been rebooted!
Oh, no, it's Alan. Hoping if I talked, then, yeah, no, it's Alan. You're right. I was hoping I would.
Hey, everybody. You can follow us at RebootCast on Twitter, or you can email us at hardreboot@fifthdraw.com. You can follow Alan at Alan_Sells. You can follow Jake at JJ_Mason. Or you can follow me at Matt Hoadley. Thanks for listening. Hard Reboot is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.